"Watch yourself," Loki announced through Byrne's helmet speaker as the door slid open, but Byrne was already leaning back toward what he thought would be a solid surface and couldn't shift his balance. He caught his boot heel on the threshold and toppled backward as the two halves of the door slid shut, trapping the blue-armored alien on the other side.
"Been a little busy," the AI said by way of apology. "The containers are on the strands."
Byrne laid Habel gently on the floor, but he barely had enough time to take in his surroundings, a fluorescent-lit machine room filled with vertical pipes and cables leading down to the reactor chamber a few floors below, before the alien was roaring and hammering at the door.
"And the warship?"
"Down for the count."
Byrne drew his M6 pistol from a holster in the side of his assault vest. His bicep was torn and burned. He would have to fire off-handed.
"No wonder he's so pissed."
Just then, the data center door slid open, its two halves pushed apart by the blades of the alien spike rifle. The creature worked its weapon back and forth, widening the gap until there was enough room for it to jam in its paws and pry the door apart. Moving back toward the data center proper, an isolated metal container in a much larger dim-lit room, Byrne fired through the gap at what he guessed was head height. The alien roared and drew back one of its paws. The staff sergeant enjoyed a rush of triumph, thinking he might finally have taken down its shields. But a moment later, he saw something long and heavy tumble end over end through the gap, a barbed club longer than his arm. Byrne rolled sideways to let the thing sail past, and it stuck into the data center wall. The staff sergeant noticed thin black smoke wafting from the club's spiked head.
"Aw, hell,"
he growled a split second before the grenade detonated, flinging fire and shrapnel. Fortunately for the staff sergeant, the grenade's blast was narrow and directional, but this wasn't so good for Loki. As Byrne rose to a knee, clutching his bleeding bicep, he saw a ragged hole in the data center's wall. Inside, he could see the AI's racked arrays were a burning mess. Before Byrne could call out to Loki, the blue-armored alien had shouldered through the door. The staff sergeant raised his M6 and squeezed off a few rounds, but then the alien had him around the shoulders. Byrne was a big man, but the alien was a meter taller and outweighed him by half a metric ton. It bent Byrne over and hustled him headfirst into the data center's wall just beside the hole. If the staff sergeant hadn't been wearing his helmet, his skull would have shattered. Instead, the impact only knocked him unconscious. The next thing Byrne knew, the alien had him by the wrists and was dragging him, belly up, back into the raging firefight outside the tower. Byrne's helmet was gone, as were both his weapons. The alien had torn off his assault vest with a single vicious swipe of its paw. There were bloody claw marks down the center of his olive drab shirt, and his chest stung and throbbed. He tried to get his feet under him and break free of the alien's grip, but the creature simply turned at the waist and smashed a giant fist into Byrne's face, breaking his nose and cheekbone. As the staff sergeant's head rolled between his shoulders, the alien hauled him over the sandbag berm in plain view of the recruits on the tower.
"Cease fire! Cease fire!" Stison yelled. "You'll hit the staff sergeant!"
Byrne tried to shout, "No!" Tell Stison to drop the tangle-haired alien and him both, but his jaw was dislocated, and his order came out like an angry cough. The alien picked Byrne up and drove him roughly to his knees. It pulled its spike rifle from its belt and drew the crescent blades across his shoulder. The blades were bent and chipped from being wedged into the data center door, and the staff sergeant roared, a throaty blast of air past his flapping jaw as they grated across his clavicle. The alien barked something that would have been incomprehensible if it hadn't pulled the blades from Byrne's shoulder and placed them against his neck. "Surrender, or he dies."
"Don't any of you do it," Byrne cursed.
But before his recruits could lay down their weapons and disappoint, a sudden chorus of approaching engines echoed off the tower. In his current state, Byrne had difficulty comprehending the sheer numbers of his rescuers. The 10 gargantuan combines backed by phalanxes of gondolas that came rolling over the eastern ridge, the squadrons of dusters that darkened the western sky. But the sight of the approaching Jotun army stunned the blue-armored alien, and it pulled its weapon from Byrne's neck. When it did, all the recruits on the tower opened fire. The massive brute fell backward, gouting dark red blood, leaving Byrne to topple forward. By the time the staff sergeant rolled over on his back, the militiaman had shot one of the other armored aliens from his vehicle, and the third was boosting back to the complex gate, retreating toward Utgard and its warship. It didn't get very far. Two Jotun dusters dove from a circling wedge and slammed into the alien's vehicle with all the accuracy of guided missiles. The vehicle exploded in an orange fireball tinged with purple smoke, leaving a deep crater. Its jagged wheels came loose, and they rolled forward a good distance down the road before wobbling apart and veering off into the wheat. "Nice and easy," Stison grimaced, as he, Burdick, and two other recruits grabbed Byrn by his arms and legs and carried him to an approaching gondola. The machine lowered its spill ramp, releasing a load of Jotun all-in-ones.
"Where are they going?"
Burdick asked as the spidery Jotun skittered toward the tower.
"Who cares?" Stison grunted as they hefted Byrn up the ramp. "We're getting the hell back to town."
The recruits propped Byrn up at the back of the gondola, squinting his eyes against the pain that filled him head to toe. Byrn saw the all-in-ones scramble up the tower and begin work in the Mazer antenna. Before Byrn could even begin to wonder why, the mass driver's gimbal angled up from the western wheat, only to come to a clanging stop against the raised header of a Jotun combine. The two gargantuan machines wrestled for the better part of a minute, the Jotun rising up on its huge tires like a rutting stag, until the gimbal relaxed with a defeated, pneumatic hiss, lowering the combine to the ground. But the Jotun kept its header pressed down against the gimbal and left its engine running, just in case it again needed to put the mass driver in its place. By then, all the recruits were aboard the gondola. It raised its spill ramp, maxed power to its electric engine, and headed for the Utgard highway. After that, all Byrn could see was sky.